High rating.
Gave them a high rating.
And they were all worthless.
False. It was all false.
And they were getting paid by the people who were bundling them to give them the high rating.
That's
and that's
right.
What everybody's saying. Well, this is a conflict of interest. It's clearly. It's the same thing that CPA firms ran into a few years ago when they started having some big collapses and they started saying, well, you guys are getting paid by the client to come in and say their books are okay.
Exactly.
There's a conflict of interest.
Well, I think that's really what happened to Lehman Brothers. I think that's what caused the collapse of Lehman Brothers. The same kind of BS going on. Crazy. On the experience with the rating agencies while working on Wall Street, he says that it would be fair to say that we would run circles around them to qualify the rating agencies because the models were very low and they often didn't have a very good understanding of what they were rating. Oh, it's all what a bunch of bunko. Bunko.
I wonder how they rated Bernie Madoff's.
Did you get any of that? I'm like, what? Crazy stuff, huh? There's more to it, I'll tell you.
And did you see that Bernie Madoff's wife is filing for divorce?
Duh.
That's about time,
Oh, I'm so surprised. Yeah, and she knows nothing about what went on, too. I'm surprised at that. Don't go away. We'll be back. We've got a few more minutes. JP and Jay here on Broadview.
1270, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Looking for a fantastic location with a showroom, warehouse, or offices? How about signage to more than 200,000 cars a day? Keep your company's name on your customer's mind with more than 200,000 cars a day driving right by your sign. Matley Properties has office, retail, showroom, and warehouse available with signage to Highway 395. Current tenants include Pacific Medical, Sandy's Electronics, Tropical Penguin Scuba, Mattec Engineering, MetLife, ScottCom, Americom Broadcasting, Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics, and Reno Media Group. All these companies have something in common, more than just Matley Properties. If you have a business that is considering a move, they all lead in their respective industries. Call Matley Properties today at 848-9064. Today, more than ever, you need every advantage you can have. Location, price, curb appeal, and being located with some of Reno's most successful companies is what Matley Properties can do for you. That's 848-9064. Matley Properties. Be seen by more than 200,000 cars a day. 848-9064.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
So we were talking about the rating agencies. And do you know the Dodd-Frank?
Yeah.
The Dodd-Frank agency? They just had a overhaul. Two critical changes, one in the area of regulatory reliance on ratings. In other words, the web of regulation that depends on S&P and Moody's on the credit rating, like the requirements that your mutual funds buy only funds that are rated in the top two categories. Now, what the Dodd-Frank bill did on that was require that various regulatory agencies remove references to ratings from those rules. They took them out. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. The challenge has been to regulators to come up with some substitute. Some of the pressures for the proposals that have advocated for a while, which is to rely on the market prices. Is that different? It doesn't sound different to me.
All you need to know about Dodd-Frank is that those are the two men most responsible for the financial collapse, and that their Dodd-Frank bill they wrote exempted Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac from
right.
a lot of their laws.
So. Yeah, that's how it
And those are the two institutions that brought us to the brink of disaster.
I know. What can we say?
You watch it. What a cesspool that place is.
Cesspool! God, smelling up the joint. Well, have you ever read Robert Weidmer's new book, Aftershock?
No.
He's the fellow who actually predicted that all this was going to happen, this global financial meltdown.
Okay.
He predicted this, and he's written a book called Aftershock. It predicted all the economic disaster, all the controversy that went on. I mean, before he wrote this. And now he's got a book out talking about how to recover and how to stay on
solvent.
Top of everything now. Yes, yes. He predicted the economic disaster, and now he tells you how to get by it. And he tells you to...
What does he say?
Take cash.
Do you have any idea?
Yeah, it's mostly about taking cash.
Well, I
of turning your money into cash and stashing it. Cash.
In
stashing
your mattress?
It. Yeah, even there now. They're going back to that. Stashing your money. And don't buy
and
the
don't
bonds.
Don't stash it with Bernie
don't
Madoff.
Don't buy the bonds. Yeah, don't stash it with Bernie Madoff.
Because that's what all of those people thought they were doing, stashing their money with Bernie Madoff.
He's not the only one doing this. If you think he's the only one, just wait.
There was a guy in Florida who's in jail right now.
A guy
for
in
a Ponzi
Florida?
Scheme. He's the one who's on the news right now because he's farting on University of Miami. Saying that he gave
farting
all
on him.
He's,
that's
he gave all
cost
kinds
him
of,
big.
Of money to Miami players.
Bad air.
While
really?
He was,
oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
and getting a prostitutes and
yeah.
Oh,
that's the guy
goodness.
Who's in jail for the Bernie Madoff like Ponzi scheme. He's the one that was giving all the money to the college players.
We've got John in Reno with a comment. Let's talk to him. Hey, John.
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm doing craptacular. Thank you.
Oh, craptacular. That's a good word.
I'm going to leave you with a quote.
Uh-oh.
Two quotes are going to blow your mind.
Okay, lay it on us, John.
And this is from 1990. And this guy said, we must protect Social Security for our senior citizens and make the wealthiest in America pay their fair share. And the guy who said that in 1990 was Mitch McConnell. Isn't it funny how a skunk can change its stripes?
Oh, they do. They do change their
stripes. So what's he saying now?
He's... Well, he wants to repeal civilization in the 20th century.
Oh, come on, John.
Gotta go.
Thank you, John. Oh, some people just want to get in.
I don't. He's just one of those people who thinks the Republicans
in.
Hate Social Security or something. They just want to save the system that's going bankrupt.
Well,
something has to be.
They
done.
Should have tried to save it before it's going bankrupt.
They
and
should,
I
yeah.
don't believe it's going bankrupt, in my own opinion.
There's no money there.
There better be some money because I'm filing.
No money there.
You know, I
they
hear
spend it.
If you're a boomer, whether you're 62 or 65 or 66, go for it. Apply for your Social Security. You can make more money. Apply for it. Get it while it's there. I'm going on that. Here's something very interesting. A recent Investor's Business Daily. This was articles that provided very interesting statistics. I hate that word. Statistics. From a survey from the United Nations International Health Organization. Okay, you ready? Percentage of men and women who survived a cancer 5 years after diagnosis. These are countries.
Right.
Different countries. Percentages. Canada, 42%. England, 46%. The U.S., what would you say? Smaller, larger?
I'd say larger.
65%.
Right.
Yeah, 65%. Percentage of patients diagnosed with diabetes who received treatment within 6 months. Oh, you love social medicine. Canada, 43%.
Right.
England, 15%.
That's terrible. The statistics are alarming.
The United States, 93%.
Right.
As bad as our healthcare system is.
It wasn't bad. 93%. I wrote numbers
yeah,
of columns
as long as you're
this.
Working, it's not bad.
Oh,
percentage of seniors needing hip replacements who received it within 6 months. Same thing, 43% in Canada. 15% in England. I mean, they're all crippled over there. 90% in the United States. Percentage referred to medical specialists who see one within 1 month. U.S. 77%. England 40. Canada 43. Now look at this number. Number of MRI scanners. Prime diagnostic tool, which costs you $3,000, $5,000 right. to get one scan. Per million people. Number of MRI scanners per million people. Canada, 18. England, 14. The U.S., 71.
Kind of revealing, isn't it?
Very revealing.
And we had to tear this system down and put in Obamacare. Why?
Why?
I got a statistic.
Because unemployment now. Nobody's paying for our insurance. We got to get something going on.
I got a little factoid for you that you might find interesting.
All right.
Do you know what the largest employer in the world is? The one with the most employees?
The large, you mean company?
Yeah. One entity with the most employees. It is the railroad system of the country of India. You know what the second most largest employer in the world is?
Tell me.
The British medical system on that one little tiny island over there on the east side of the Atlantic. They have the second most employees.
With these numbers? No wonder.
It's just a giant bureaucracy, which of course is what you expect from the government.
Yeah, that's why there's only 14% of them getting care that they need. Percentage of seniors 65 and over with low income who say they are in excellent health. Oh, look at these numbers. Canada, 6%.
Hmm.
England, 2%.
Oh my gosh.
Percent. The U.S., only 12%. 12%. It's all those meds. All those meds. The percentage of each past president's cabinet who had worked in the... No, we won't even get into that. So that's interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Very interesting information there.
Well, we're good and heading down the road towards England, so we're on the right track, right?
You mean we're going back to
we're
England
going
is
backwards.
What's happening. We got a king in charge now.
Praise King Obama. Hey, there's a king available to replace him if we need him. The Burger King is available now.
What's happening to Burger King? Don't tell me.
You didn't hear me talk about that earlier? You weren't here yet.
I guess
you?
I wasn't listening.
He got fired. Talk about unemployment being a problem. The Burger King now is fired.
Wow.
He's on the unemployment line.
Wow.
Burger King got rid of that creepy king.
That's scaring me now.
Good riddance.
Hey, JP, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, it was fun. Don't leave me alone like that again.
Georgia Company. Well, that's what one of my emails said. Don't leave him there alone.
He did not.
I'm kidding you. Thank you for joining us for Broadview. It's been fun. We'll be back again next Saturday. And we don't know what's going on. Whatever, whatever. Have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves. Stick around. Your news is next right here on KBZZ. Sparks Reno, an Americom broadcasting station. My theme song. Go. I want to thank you.